This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. While presenting the budget, the Finance Minister said that India's economy is the fastest growing among all other growing economies in the world. She stated that the proposed budget measures focus on 10 broad areas and this budget aims to take everyone along on an inclusive growth path. Ms. Sitharaman added that this budget is dedicated to accelerating growth driven by our aspirations for a Viksit Bharat. During the budget presentation, Sitharaman announced that there will be no income tax up to an income of rupees 12 lakhs. The Finance Minister additionally announced that new schemes will be launched for SC and ST women, first-time entrepreneurs with term loans of up to 2 crore rupees in the next 5 years. To achieve 100% saturation, the Finance Minister announced that the extension of the Jal Jeevan Mission till 2028. The modified Udaan scheme will be launched to connect 120 new destinations in the country. She added that 10,000 additional seats will be added in medical colleges and the medical tourism and Heal in India policy will be promoted in partnership with the private sector. The Finance Minister said 10,000 PM research fellowships will be provided for technological research. She also announced that the patient assistance programs run by pharmaceutical companies will be fully exempt from basic customs duty, provided the medicines are supplied free of cost to the patients. Additionally, 37 new medicines and 13 new patient assistance programs will be included in the exemption list. She further announced that the cancer centers will be set up in all districts and daycare centers for cancer treatment in the next 3 years. To provide relief for cancer patients, those suffering from rare diseases and chronic conditions, the government will add 36 life-saving drugs to the list of medicines fully exempt from basic customs duty. Reacting to the Union Budget, Arunachal Chamber of Commerce and Industries President Tarak Nachung has expressed his appreciation for the recent budget, particularly the increase in tax exemption limit to Rs. 12 lakh. He believes this move will provide significant relief to taxpayers and boost economic activity in the state. Mr. Tar stressed that the budget is poor-friendly and will bring in huge respite to the SAID section of the society. He additionally commended the term loans of up to 2 crore rupees to SC and ST women, first-time entrepreneurs. Tar further added that Arunachal Pradesh is a zero-industry state. The announcement to enhance investment limit for classification of MSMEs by 2.5 times and doubling of turnout limit will encourage the state government to draw further attention towards this sector. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his warm greetings and good wishes to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of the Dongin Festival. He wished that the vibrant celebration brings prosperity, happiness and a bountiful harvest to the state. The governor said that agriculture remains the backbone of Arunachal Pradesh, deeply intertwined with the lives and livelihoods of its people. Our community takes pride in celebrating numerous festivals that are closely linked to our agrarian practices. The governor has urged every citizen, especially the youth, to actively participate in these celebrations and take pride in preserving and promoting our cultural heritage. The Capitol Police have issued an important advisory addressing the recent circulation of rumors about a drug called Strawberry Quick or flavored methamphetamine allegedly being distributed to school children disguised as candy. The hoax claiming the drug comes in various flavors has caused alarm among parents and guardians. The police have clarified that this claim is a long-standing internet hoax that first emerged in 2007 in the United States. In response to these false reports, the Capitol Police have urged parents, educators and the public to remain vigilant but not to panic or share unverified messages. To ensure safety, they have further appealed as denizens to educate children to never accept unknown substances or candy from strangers or even familiar faces. For any credible concerns regarding drug-related activities, the public is encouraged to contact the Capitol Police at 112. In a significant breakthrough yesterday, the Pasighat Police successfully recovered a stolen motorcycle and arrested two individuals involved in the theft. A case was earlier registered at Pasighat Police Station following a complaint on January 8 last. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.